really understood me when we made it in Ignatz Wisdom's bathroom. But next day he sent me a leaf from his smoky mountain retreat. I love you, little Bobo, with your delicate golden lions. But there being no self and no bars, therefore the zoo of your dear father hath no lion. You said your mother was mad. Don't expect me to produce the monster for your bridegroom. Confused, dazed, and exalted, bethought me of real lion starved in his stink in Harlem. Opened the door, the room was filled with the bomb blast of his anger. He roaring hungrily at the plaster walls, but nobody could hear him outside through the window. My eye caught the edge of the red neighbor apartment building standing in deafening stillness. We gazed at each other, his implacable yellow eye in the red halo of fur waxed roomy on my own, but he stopped roaring and bared a fang, greeting. I turned my back and cooked broccoli for supper on an iron gas stove, boiled water, and took a hot bath in the old tub under the sink board. He didn't eat me, though I regretted him starving in my presence. Next week, he wasted away, a sick rug full of bones, wheat and hair falling out, enraged and reddening eye as he lay, aching, huge, hairy head on his paws, by the egg crate bookcase filled up with thin volumes of Plato and Buddha. Sat by his side every night, averting my eyes from his hungry, moth-eaten face. Stopped eating myself. He got weaker and roared at night while I had nightmares. Eaten by lion in bookstore on cosmic campus. A lion myself, starved by Professor Kandinsky. Dying in a lion's flop house circus. I woke up mornings, the lion still at it, dying on the floor. Terrible presence, I cried. Eat me or die. It got up that afternoon, walked to the door with its paw on the wall to steady its trembling body, let out a soul-rending creak from the bottomless roof of his mouth, thundering from my floor to heaven, heavier than a volcano at night in Mexico. Pushed the door open and said in a gravelly voice, "Not this time, baby, but I will be back again." Lion that eats my mind now for a decade, knowing only your hunger, not the bliss of your satisfaction. Oh, roar of the universe, how am I chosen? In this life I have heard your promise. I am ready to die. I have served your starved and ancient presence. Oh, Lord, I wait in my room at your mercy.
You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Dreams away of saying life is not a loss. I'd keep the tiger away from school and two to him myself, keep him from the poison of the crowd. But then again, pristine isolation might not be the best idea. It's not good trying to immortalize yourself. Beginning of a great adventure. Beginning of a great adventure. Or stop at one, I might have 10 a regular TV brood. I'd breed a little liberal army in the woods. Just like these redneck lunatics I see at the local barn, where their tribe of mutant inbred piglets with cloven hooves. I'd teach them how to plant a bomb, start a fire, play guitar, and if they catch a hunter, shoot them in the nuts. I try to be as progressive as I could possibly be, as long as I don't have to try too much. Beginning of a great adventure. Beginning of a great adventure. Susie, Jesus, Bogart, Sam, Leslie, Jill, and Jeff. Rita, Winnie, Andy, Fran, and Jet. Boris, Bono, Lucy, Ethel, Bunny, Ridge, and Tom. That's a lot of names to try not to forget. Harry, Marlin, Moe, and Steve, LaRue, and Jerry Lee, Eggplant, Rufus, Dummy, Star, and the Glob. I'd need a damn computer to keep track of all these names. I hope this baby thing don't go too far. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. Hey, I hope it's true what my wife said to me. She says, baby, it's the beginning of a great adventure. Big beginning of a great adventure. Take a look. Bears to carry me to the grave and keep me company when I'm a wise and toothless clod. Some gibbering old fool sitting all alone, drooling on his shirt, some senile old fart playing in the dirt. It might be fun to have a kid I could pass something on to, something better than rage, pain, anger, and hurt. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. She says, Lou, it's the beginning of a great adventure. Lou, 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 beginning of a great adventure. Said, babe, how you call your lover boy? Sylvia, what do you call your lover man?
That just about wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, and just about wraps up the ultimate radio obituary for Rob Wasserman. Got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives, and then we'll be back here with more Bubbles in the Think Tank next week for all of your stick-shaking action needs. I hope. Do the best I can. You can always communicate those needs over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where everyone has just been simply lovely tonight. Simply lovely. But like I said, final tune, Automatron. Then we'll be back here next week. But keep listening all week long to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You'll wander down the lane and far, far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by, gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Yeah. When stars were bright, you were in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, a memory of love's refrain.
Uh-huh. baby, 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 I got the feeling, baby. Baby, sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, I'm around and down, a level with the ground. Baby, I say level with the ground. Ah, baby.
kinda scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
I'll drown. Oh yes, yes. The cupboards are bare, but the streets are paved with gold. I saw a young girl who didn't die. I saw a glimmer from in her eyes.
I saw the distance, I saw the past, and I know I won't awaken. It's a dream that can last.
the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying, you can get it wrong.
Stronger, stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. girl just like you. Such a purity. Pretty young thing.
Ooh. Where did you come from, baby?
Find a pine on it. Say I'm the only but I am. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. New canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Sweet. home with something on your mind. And darling, tell me, why are you crying? You said be serious, no time for fun. Well, trying to tell me something that I've done. Things you've heard couldn't be denied. Before your opinion, listen to my side. You must believe me, no matter what the people might say. You must believe me, darling, it just didn't happen that way. No, no, it just didn't happen that way. Girl, you're wrong to believe what they say. Nothing else to say about this kind of mess. You must believe me, no matter what the people might say. You must believe me, darling, it just didn't happen that way. No, no, it just didn't happen that way. Take it.
WMFO
Bedford. I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.